While anti-nuclear activists protest against the planned expansion of the Olympic Dam mine in South Australia's far north, residents in nearby Roxby Downs seem to have barely noticed their presence. Life goes on as usual in the quiet town, which was purpose-built for the mine in 1988. About 5,000 people live there now, although almost a third of them are fly-in, fly-out workers. If the Olympic Dam expansion does go ahead, the town's population is expected to double, bringing with it challenges, but also hopes for self-sufficiency. Rebecca Bryce reports from Roxby Downs.
It's a warm winter's morning in Roxby Downs and a handful of locals are out enjoying the sunshine. One of them, Jakes Ellis, is sharing breakfast from the bakery with his partner.
It's an awesome place. We're supposed to be here only for two, have been here now, August will be 5 years.
He was recruited from South Africa to work in the Olympic Dam copper and uranium mine 10 kilometres north of the town. It's the only reason Roxby Downs even exists.
So what made you come over here?
Basically just politics of South Africa and also opportunities for kids, and came originally for the sake of the kids, and I must say this is the land of milk and honey, I would say. I love Australia.
Roxby Downs is one of the most affluent towns in Australia. The median household income is $2,756, more than 2.5 times the South Australian average. It's also hard not to notice the relative youth of the locals. The median age of the community is 29, compared with South Australia's 39. That means a strong trade in engagement and wedding rings for jeweller Lee Malcolm. He made the 560-kilometre trip from Adelaide 6 years ago and never went back.
We'll certainly do a lot more here than I did in Adelaide. Certainly, it's a good market here for it, and people obviously have a fairly high disposable income in town. So, it's generally a good sale when we get them.
But there's an impermanence to the community. Bill Boehm is the administrator of the Roxby Downs Council.
The turnover is very high, about 20% per year. So that becomes a positive challenge, really. So you get really good people coming in, and then they leave. But then they're replaced by other people with quite often different skills.
If the Olympic Dam expansion goes ahead, how many more people are we likely to see here in town?
Well, they're predicting around about 9,000 to 10,000 people.
In total?
In total, yeah. Effectively doubling the town, which will probably mean that we should be self-sufficient by that stage.
Under the mine indenture agreement between BHP Billiton and the government, the council is subsidised for its municipal operations.
The new indenture that's assuming it goes through recognises there'll be a couple of trigger points for a normal community, what they call normalisation, and that'll be around about probably most likely the population of about 9,000 people residents, and that will mean that there'll be enough rate revenue, enough income generated for the facilities, although there'll be a challenge to get the right facilities, but long term we should be okay.
Facilities such as hospitals, schools and other key infrastructure. Jeweller Lee Malcolm says housing is already a pressure point.
Housing is, we're bursting at the seams. There's no spare housing to rent. Any housing that's get built, it gets snabbled up straight away. It's probably one of the biggest problems, actually. There's no accommodation here. So a lot of the families that want to move here actually can't. So their partners might fly in and out until accommodation becomes available. And that's probably the biggest issue in town, would be that housing.
But real estate agent Craig Sumption says it's not that simple.
The town is such that it's hard to tell how many houses you need to build or not. If you build too many, you destroy the economy of the town. If you don't build enough, you create a shortage. So it's a bit of a fine balancing act, and it's going to be like this for the next few years until such stage as the town's population becomes stable. It'll continue to be like that, but we are seeing it getting better. We have seen some people moving out, some new people moving into the town, so it is getting better. The housing issues aren't as bad as they were, so we'll see that change.
BHP Billiton has until the end of the year to commit to the expansion of Olympic Dam.
Rebecca Bryce.